Here's Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Berkshire Taconic Community Fund has announced their grant deadlines. They announced the following application deadlines for the Alice and Richard Enriquez Memorial Fund and Youth World Awareness Program, providing grants to students ages 14 to 22 for international travel and service. The grants range from $500 to $1,500 for individual applications. Larger grants may be considered for groups. The applications are due February 1st. Also, the Simple Gifts Fund, awarding grants to young people ages 13 to 19 for participation in cultural or creative summer programs. Those grants range from $200 to $800. Applications are due March 15th. Apply at berkshiretaconic.org/search grants and also berkshiretaconic.org/search scholarships. Falls Village 2018 grant list showed an increase of $4,858,000, or 2.7%, according to the assessor Hazel McGuire. Real estate assessments stand at $156 million, up $649,000. Personal property is at $16 million, an increase of about $3.8 million, and motor vehicle numbers are at $9 million, up $366,000 from the total from 2017. The Medical Reserve Corps of Dutchess County will host two upcoming psychological first aid trainings, which residents are encouraged to attend. The first training will be Thursday, January 31st at 7 at the Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response in Poughkeepsie. The second will be Saturday, February 9th at 10 a.m. at the Wasaic Firehouse, 27 Firehouse Road in Wasaic. To register, contact Joe Ryan at 845-486-2493. Information on upcoming trainings is available at duchessny.gov/MRC. Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting come up tonight at 5:30 at Town Hall in Sharon. They'll go over the Sharon Playhouse request, roads, intergovernmental agreements, discussions with the Municipal Waste Initiative's compliance plans, tax refund, and set a special town meeting date for the lease at 67 Main Street and perhaps Steep, and also have a resignation for Parks and Recreation Committee, Joe and Jan. They'll have an update on the authority having jurisdiction and a community update and then adjourn. Salisbury VNA will have flu shots for the next wellness clinic. That is coming up tomorrow, 1 till 3 at 30A Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. The Amenia Free Library will sponsor a game night tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Bring a friend and play some board games. Board games, snacks, and refreshments will be provided. All ages are welcome. The library is located on Route 343. In honor of Martin Luther King Day, the Northeast Militant Library is exploring how civil disobedience has been used in protesting injustices and securing rights and liberties throughout history. A discussion will take place Wednesday, January 23rd at 6:30 at the Annex on Century Boulevard. Details, 518-789-3340 or nemilitantlibrary.org. Region 1 ABC Committee will have a meeting tomorrow, 7 until 8 p.m. at the high school. Meanwhile, the Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has their meeting. That is set for Thursday. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The next supper is set for this Friday of soup, salad, bread, and dessert. This month's free will offerings for the supper will be used to purchase equipment for the church kitchen that'll make prepping easier and serving safer. The church is located on Church Street in Pine Plains. In Stanfordville, the Stanfordville Grange is holding its annual defensive driving course on Saturday, January 26th at the Grange Hall, Route 82 in Stanfordville, 9 until 3 p.m. The cost is $35 per person. Lunch is provided with a free will offering asked. More information, contact Ryan at 845-868-7869. The Rolof Jansen Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, holding a story time and crafts fair for all preschoolers accompanied by caregivers. This and every Saturday between 10:30 and 11:30. More information at 518-325-4101. The Rudolph Steiner School launches their spring puppet play series at the Mason Library on Main Street in Great Barrington. The free event takes place at 11:30 on Saturday. More information at 413-528-4001. 15. Coming up Saturday at 2 p.m., curators tour of the new exhibit at Sharon Cures Centuries of Medicine in One Small Town at the Sharon Historical Society, sharonhist.org, for more information. The exhibit, Emily Rutgers Fuller's Landscapes, Ins and Outs, January 26th through March 2nd, the reception this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. This month, the Bach Gallery in Sharon will transform into the Bach Cabaret Club, presenting Broadway divas Jana Robbins and Haley Swindell. We Just Move On, The Songs of Candor and Ebb, Saturday, 5:30 Cocktails and Hors d'oeuvres, 6:30 Performance. For tickets and more information, sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469, extension 100. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,706.35, the S&P 500 at 2,670.71, and the NASDAQ at 7,157.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.